On the bridge of the Inner Island Ferry Authority's 198-foot ferry Stikine, Captain Brian Edwards reflected on a long career bringing people and goods to and from Prince of Wales Island.
It hasn't seemed like it's been 20 years. It went by pretty fast, so I must have enjoyed it.
For about the last decade, Edwards has piloted the Stikine and her sister ship, the Prince of Wales, between Ketchikan and the Prince of Wales Island hamlet of Hollis.
You know, I probably have sailed around the world a couple of times back, in the distance that I've traveled back and forth to Hollis in the 20 years,
Born in Santa Cruz, California, Edwards grew up sailing on his friend's boats.
You know, it seemed like whenever I was on the water in the past, it had been an adventure, and working on fishing boats. I spent some time working on crab boats on the California coast, and it just seemed like, wherever you went, it was different. It was good and bad at sometimes, but it was not confining.
He eventually found himself working at a fishing lodge in Craig. That's when he met one of the IFA's founders, who offered him a job. He moved to Prince of Wales full-time, and in early 2002, Edwards served as a deckhand on the IFA's very first voyage. Edwards says there were a few hiccups in the early days, to be expected with a new crew on a new boat.
Yeah, it was like the first week when we had to drop the anchor right across the bay over here because we lost power. to one of our generators, and so that was quite memorable because I was one of the two guys that was up on the bow dropping the anchor, wondering what was going on.
Over the years, he moved to the engine room and finally up to the bridge.
Being the captain of the vessel, when I first started out, it was intimidating, but you learn as you go, and you gain confidence, and it's. If you have a good crew and you have good synergy with your crew, then it's a really good working relationship.
He's one of two IFA employees who still work for the Ferry Authority 20 years later. He was one of the honorees at an invite-only ceremony aboard the Stikine. It was a veritable who's who of the Southern Panhandle. Everyone from Prince of Wales Island mayors to ferry system boosters to the governor's chief of staff attended. Here's IFA General Manager Ron Curtis addressing a mix of local leaders and state officials as they dined on a medium-rare prime rib.
Today is about celebrating our founders, our champions, our communities, our employees, and not least importantly, our 20-year veterans of the IFA.
Curtis presented Edwards with an ornate compass with a custom inscription.
Captain Brian Edwards, thank you for navigating us through 20 years. We would have been lost without you.
Curtis also spoke about the IFA's history and importance to Prince of Wales Island communities. He read a note from former Ketchikan City Manager James Van Altvorst, who he credited as one of the IFA's founders.
The IFA's success to date is a bit like a David and Goliath story. By forming the IFA, a few small local governments jointly set out to meet critically important regional transportation needs, which were recognized but left without a solution by the state of Alaska's marine highway system. Those cities stepped into the breach, innovated, formed a different, better plan, and created the IFA to carry out that plan.
Representatives of the various Prince of Wales Island communities came forward to express their gratitude for the IFA, including Heidelberg's Sam Mooney.
We appreciate the IFA for being there for our community, because a lot of times it's the only way off the island for us. We don't have we don't have plane service at all. We get mail there, so it's really essential that we continue to support the people who support us.
Mooney recalled one recent episode where the IFA stepped up.
During this last big freeze, I had to call on Ron to help. Our community got froze out, totally without water. They were able to get pallets of water onto our community, which was real helpful. So they provide very essential services on a moment's notice, so I thank them for that. Thank you, Ron.
As many looked back on a successful 20 years of service, some spoke about their hopes for the future of the IFA, including founding board member Jeff Nickerson of Klawak.
I told them that I wanted IFA to be around for another 20 years, and I said, and for my grandchildren. And I said, in their time, I hope that they would see an electric ferry.
The recently passed federal infrastructure bill set aside money for an electric ferry in Alaska. There is nothing official yet, but Curtis says the IFA is looking into it.
There's challenges, but we are definitely pursuing, looking at, and see what opportunities are out there.
Curtis says he's also looking into taking on additional routes, though they need to be profitable. But one thing is for sure, the IFA remains an important link between Prince of Wales Island and the wider world. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.